Thank you, Dr. Irvin. And I want to take a moment here and thank all of you for your time today, listening to my talk on the effects of grooming and Trinexpec ethyl applications on zoysia grass fairways in the transition zone. I am Adam Tomes, and I am the presenter here. A brief outline on where this talk is going. Obviously, I'll start by giving some previous research and hopefully propose the idea of why my research is different from this. Go into materials and methods, discussing how the data was collected then, and then on into results and conclusions that I can draw from this data. So previous research. First of all, a little bit about zoysia grass in the transition zone. There's 4,638.5 hectares of zoysia grass fairways and tees in the transition zone. This is becoming more and more popular for various golf courses as zoysia grass requires fewer nitrogen inputs, fewer mowings, and fungicide applications, especially compared to creeping bent grass fairways in the transition zone. Zoysia grass also requires fewer mowings and less N compared to Bermuda grass fairways. Zoysia grass can save a club $94,877 if used as opposed to creeping bent grass fairways. Other previous research that's been done, differences occur between zoysia grass varieties for divot recovery time. In a study done by Karcher, they looked at doing a standard divoting and then compared various varieties and found that El Toro and the Palisade varieties perform better than Meyer zoysia grass varieties. But nothing was thought of about divot resistance in this study. And if you can prevent a divot from happening, then obviously your members will not see this problem having to heal back in. Other previous research that was looked at was Trinexpec ethyl applications were shown to reduce divot incidence, especially length, on Kentucky bluegrass, turf grass. And this is done by Sorensis. But what about the effect of TE on warm season grasses, specifically zoysia grass? And lastly, increased grooming on warm season fairways improved turf grass quality. But what about grooming for divot resistance? So the objective of this study was to evaluate the effects of TE and grooming on divot resistance of six zoysia grass cultivars. The materials and methods for this. This study was conducted at the East Tennessee Research and Education Center in Knoxville, Tennessee. The study was conducted on three-year-old established zoysia grass sod. The root zone was a Sequatchie silt loam soil. The plot size was 3 meters by 1.5 meters. And the fertility was 24.4 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per month, May through August, as these were the active growing times in Tennessee. And potassium and phosphorus were added in May to correct for any soil deficiencies, as proven by a soil test taken in the winter. Irrigation was applied as needed to prevent for wilt, and fungicide applications were applied to prevent for disease from wiping out varieties. The various zoysia grass varieties that were tested, as I said, they were all established from sod and grown in for a year before any testing was done. There was two zoysia japonicas, Zenith and El Toro, and four zoysia matrellas, Royal, Diamond, Cavalier, and Zorro. Trinexpec ethyl applications were applied at 4.47 grams of AI per hectare, and they were done in June through September 2007 and May through August 2008 on 28-day intervals. The other level was a control plot with no TE applied. And the reason that there was difference in application times was in 2008, divoting was done, which I will talk about later. Mowing treatments consisted of two levels of mowing treatments. Plots were both mown with a Jacobson walk-behind reel mower at 13 millimeter height of cut. This was done 3 times a week while the grass was deemed at green up and appropriately mowed 3 times a week. Some of the plots were also received mowing plus grooming treatments, once again at 13 millimeter height of cut, but the groomer was set 3 millimeters lower than what the height of cut was to gently scuff through and groom right below the canopy layer. And this was done 3 times a week, once again throughout the summer months while the zoysia grass was actively growing. Data was collected through various means. First off, turf grass color and quality. Digital image analysis was taken for percent green cover and turf grass color, and this was done throughout the year. And visual ratings were done for turfgrass quality and percent cover. Disease was rated when that present on a 0 to 100 scale. And I'd like to focus more of my talk today on the dividing results that we got. So I will give you a brief point on these, and that was that turfgrass color, El Toro and Royal performed better than Diamond and Zorro as far as color ratings go on specifically three rating dates, one in August, one in September, and one in October. And it was the El Toro and Royal varieties had above six, and the Royal and Diamond and Zorro had below 5.9 and then 4.9 in November ratings. So the divots, we were nice enough that Penn State University loaned us the Penn Swing, and we did the divoting on August 14th, 2009, and two divots were done per plot, and then they were backfilled with sand after measurements were made, and this allowed the zoysia grass varieties to heal in from the divoting. Basically, what the Penn Swing is it's a pitching wedge head attached to a pendulum, which is then attached to a three-point hitch on a tractor to control some of the force. Then the pendulum was weighted with a 76-kilogram filled lead cylinder and raised up and released from the horizontal position, taking advantage of gravity, swinging it through the ground. This created a uniform impact force, creating a relatively standard force throughout the entire study for divoting, allowing the varieties and the various treatments to show their effects. How the divot data was collected? First of all, divot resistance. This was measured the day after divoting was done. I measured length, width, and depth, and then calculated a volume based off of this by multiplying length, width, and depth. And this is much the same method as what Sorensis did in 2008. And then I turned around 7 weeks later and looked at divot recovery for percent recovery and found how the varieties in the different mowing treatments and TE treatments had recovered from this. The materials and methods continued here. The statistical design was a randomized complete block strip plot type design. The whole plot treatments were six varieties. The strip plot was two levels of mowing, and the split plot was two levels of trinexapec ethyl, and this was replicated six times. And the data were analyzed using ProcGLM in SAS. And this is a picture here of the various varieties and treatments after divoting was done. As you can see, several divots were done per plot as we tried to continue to adjust and make the Penn Swing make a perfect divot across, and then we picked out what looked like to be logical divots throughout the study and mark those and then track those throughout. So first we'll start by talking about divot volume. And here's an ANOVA table for the main effects and interactions of zoysia grass divot volume. As you can see here, there's three columns. The first one is the source column for the different factors in this study, and then degrees of freedom, and then divot volume. If you'll notice here that only variety and mowing had significant effects on divot volume. So if you'll allow me a minute to set this slide up, this slide is showing divot volume, and that's in cubic centimeters. As I talked about before, divot volume was figured by length times width times depth of each divot, and this was done on the 15th of August 2009. And on the y-axis, if you'll notice, the scale is from 0 to 450 cubic centimeters, and across the x-axis are all the varieties. And I'd like you to note that the higher the bar goes, the larger the divot that was removed. So in this case, the higher the number, the worse the variety performed. The yellow variety is Zenith, and it was not different from Zorro, which is the next variety over blue, but was significantly different from all of the varieties tested. And Zorro, El Toro, and Cavalier, there was no difference between those varieties. But if you'll notice that Royal and Diamond were significantly different from El Toro and Zorro. on divot volume. This next graph is fairly the same setup as far as it goes. Once again, it's divot volume in cubic centimeters. Once again, showing that the higher the bar, the more the volume that was removed. In this case, the scale goes from 240 cubic centimeters to 320 cubic centimeters. And across the x-axis is the mowing treatments. The mown plus groomed is in yellow, and the mown only is in blue. And if you'll notice here, mown only treated plots had significantly less volume removed from the initial divoting on 15th of August 2009. Now, one of the important factors to keep in mind is divot recovery. And we were hoping to see throughout the fall a large divot recovery percentage. It was a cooler fall with lots of rain, so it kind of slowed down divot recovery. But nonetheless, we do have some results from that. Once again, here's the ANOVA table for the main effects and interactions of zoysia grass divot recovery. If you'll notice here, there was only one main effect that was significant, and that was a variety or a mowing by trinexapec ethyl interaction. So I will explain that next. And this is figure three, and this is the interaction for mowing by trinexapec ethyl for area of divots on 15th of October 2009, approximately 7 weeks after initial divoting. What I did here was I went out and measured the divots for the area, and then I put that into a scale and divided that by the original area to figure, because we could not figure volume to volume since we'd backfilled the divots with sand, and then created a percent recovery based off of that, hoping that the practitioners would be able to make more sense of this. So the top bar here across the y-axis is mowing and trinexapec ethyl treatments, and the yellow bar is mowing only with TE. The blue bar is mown plus groomed without trinexapec ethyl. The green bar is mown only with no trinexapec ethyl. And finally, the mown plus groomed bar with trinexapec ethyl is the bottom light blue bar. And as you can see here, the only difference in percent recovery here was that plots that were mown plus groomed with trinexapec ethyl had a lower percent recovery than plots that were than all other treatments present in the study. At this point, conclusions is that initial data showed that Royal, Diamond, and Cavalier had less volume removed from initial divoting than Zenith zoysia grass variety. And plots that were mown yielded smaller divots by volume than plots that were mown plus groomed on initial divoting. And then plots that were mown plus groomed with trinexapec ethyl applications recovered slower than all other levels of trinexapec ethyl applications and mowings. At this point in time, I will be open for any questions. And I appreciate your time.
Time for about one question, maybe two.
You said that you had to kind of adjust this fin swing to get the right size divots. How many divots did you end up having per plot?
It really varied. Certain plots, I ended up finding two good quality divots per plot, and I went based off of that until then. But a lot of the plots had 3 to 4 divots. But they were just, either the pen swing would go through and just barely scuff the surface, or it would sink down in way too deep. It'd be more like my golf shot. So.
So you think it was more the equipment, not so much that some of them were just resisting divoting a lot better?
I would say it's more the equipment. In that case, yes. Because it seemed like once the initial adjustments were made, once you got onto like a variety at the, especially the in plots, once you change varieties, and throughout the study, it wasn't like one variety here had more resistance than the other one. It was, it was the equipment.
One more.
Yes, sir.
And what was your theory on why the grooming caused problems in either with recovery or lack of divot resistance?
My theory on that, the question was why grooming caused more delay in the the recover, you said?
Yeah, or less resistance
or,
to do.
Or less resistance. Actually, in that, in my theory there is that as you groomed, you're continuing to cut and slice down in to the stolons, just barely nicking them. And what that did was kind of break up the tightness of the zoysia grass growing together, the stolons. So it kind of created a more loose turf and wasn't as strong.
So it didn't promote tiller.
Right. In my case, I feel that it didn't, because perhaps based off the scope of this study, the it was too aggressive. Thank you.